Yes, indeed.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1864, Dawn's Country Market.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a country market with a barbecue, ice cream, Amish meats, cheese, and baked goods, and the sale of produce, nursery stock, flowers, and items associated with gardening. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.32 acres, more or less, of a 14.92 acre tract, and lying at the northwest corner of Cave Neck Road, also known as Route 88 and Route 1. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of a summation of what the applicants have intended. I'll summarize it in interpretation of the reading. The applicant has provided a site plan, which I also need to provide, I'm sorry. Site plans work. And a report on their intended use of the site when the application was filed, that they reference that they want to renovate the old dairy barn on the site by creating a country market. That in and around the barn, they would like to create a market retailing produce and fruit, both grown on the farm and brought in from other farmers. That they would like to be able to have a small grocery retailing staple foods and other items such as all natural cleaning products, keepsakes, and gifts. That they would like to bring a vendor in to retail tasteful items. That they would like to grow and bring in flowers and nursery stock for sale and create a small garden center that with some wrought iron, pottery, statuary, and other items associated with gardening. That they would like to convert and renovate the old milk house into an ice cream parlor. That they would like to erect greenhouses to grow plants from seed for their own use and retail sales. That in the future they would like to erect another building fitting the architecture of the farm and install, but not be limited to, an Amish meat market, bake shop, and cheese shop, and also to erect a covered area where they could prepare and serve barbecue. Barbecue meats. And that they hope to bring the farm back to a better than original state, creating a family destination that will benefit the community, mixing the experience of seeing a working farm in operation while providing a family fun and safe environment. On June 18th of 2009, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report and has advised us that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the existing level of service D of Coastal Highway, being Route 1, and the existing level of service C of Cave Neck Road, also referred to as Route 88, will not change as a result of this application. On October 14th, 2010, today, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided us comments in the form of a memorandum and advised that the site is located in the West Rehoboth Expansion Planning Area, that wastewater capacity is available for the produce market, or the proposed market, that a project exceeding 13.2 EDUs may require downstream upgrades, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,411 per EDU, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that a central sewer gravity connection point is available in Cave Neck Road, that the project is capable of being annexed into the county-operated West Rehoboth Expansion Area Sanitary Sewer District, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that the property adjoins the existing sewer district boundary, that connection to the sewer system is strongly recommended, that the parcel could be annexed into the sewer district following completion of certain administrative procedures, that the county does not have a schedule at this time to extend sewer service to the north side of Cave Neck Road, that it will be the developer's responsibility to extend mainline sewer line across Cave Neck Road, that the county engineer must approve the connection point, that a concept plan is required to be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation to the district, that all costs associated with extending sewer service will be the sole responsibility of the developer, and that one-time system connection charges will apply. I also received four emails in support of the application. They were from Martin Antelli of Painter's Mill, Garf Tunnison of Overbrook Shores, Robert Richardson of Painter's Mill, and Carrie Williams of Overbrook Shores. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there someone here representing this application? And you are?
I'm Dawn Goff.
Okay. You have heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No. I think I'm an asset to the community. I don't know. I have a lot of support in the community. People like to know where their food comes from. I'm a little nervous. No.
Well, let me tell you something. Just relax. And just pretend that we're sitting in your living room, and besides, you got that great big guy standing behind you. If any of us step out of line, I think he can take care of it for you.
I think I just have a lot of support from the community. We've had a great summer. We sell a lot of local things that are grown, that are locally made. That's it.
I'm reasonably certain, if it makes you feel any more at ease, that just about everybody up here has been there at one time or another. So I think we're familiar with the type of operation that you have.
Okay.
I appreciate your testimony. Why don't we see if anybody has any questions for you, and then maybe that'll help move things along here. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All righty. I guess I'm a little confused on the proposed versus the advertised. Is there something to worry about, Mr. Oliver? You seem to add some proposed uses on the proposed uses, like natural cleaning supplies, wrought iron, pottery, not what is advertised here.
Yeah, it was one of those things where the advertisement was fairly specific.
Well, it made reference to a country market with references to certain things.
Country
market is typically what they...
And that's what I was kind of looking at. You know, to the extent that there are things that would be consistent with the country market, I think we're okay. You know, if they said that they also wanted to sell used cars, then we'd be in trouble, you know, because that wouldn't be consistent.
Let me read what it says on the application on the cover. That might clear it up. The cover makes reference to, in describing the use, produce market, sale of nursery stock, and reference, i.e. example, flowers, small shrubs and trees, Amish farmers market, ice cream sales, general merchandise, and artisan and craft, and craft center. And then it makes reference to sales, and then it also says, see, paper, and that paper what I read.
Okay.
What I tried to do was summarize it when I read it. When we advertised it, we tried to condense it, and it made reference to a country market with those items that they referenced in the cover, which is the barbecue, the Amish meat, cheese, baked goods, ice cream, sale of produce, nursery stock, flowers, et cetera.
That's how we keep our county taxes low.
Is that because we pay by the word and we're trying to keep the cost of that ad down?
You never cover it all.
I understand.
So you're going to probably hear some night that we didn't have listed.
I don't know. But counsel, you see no conflict here with this, do you? Or?
No, I mean, and I think the way that that's addressed is if, you know, if there's a recommendation that looks favorably upon this, then you deal with that in the conditions too.
There you go.
You know, that's how that's clarified.
I would say it's limited too.
Right.
Okay. Are you planning to blacktop any of this area?
I'm not sure. It needs to be something that, you know, when you're buying things from the store, that people can get easily to their car. So I'm not sure if that would be blacktop or some kind of, you know, to be able to pull wagons or be able to maneuver in a wheelchair. So maybe blacktop might be, it would be something easy to move on.
All right, because that might create a stormwater management issue.
Okay. Well, it just has to be something a little more smoother than gravel, unless it was like real small gravel or pea gravel.
Okay. As far as the barbecue, are you planning on cooking there? You're going to cook the barbecue there?
Yes. Not inside the barn. It would be a vendor that would be outside, like on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Health inspected, yeah, so mobile
barbecue,
unit.
Barbecue pit.
Yes, sir.
Because it's, you know, it seems like it's getting pretty close to a grocery store. Is that kind of where we're going?
Yes and no. I mean, it's local stuff. I mean, the meat's local. The jams and jellies are local. I'm not going to have a large variety of, say, peanut butter. I mean, one peanut butter, it's locally made, and that's, you know, that. So not a lot of, not like a super, I don't want to look like a supermarket. No.
Just a lot of listings, so I just want to be sure. What are you going to do for restrooms?
Well, until I would have porta potties until I'm able to put the addition on the barn, and then when the addition on the barn, I would like to have permanent restrooms.
Because you're going to draw. I mean, I've been in there a lot, and you draw a lot of people. And I would think now that if you're going to go to barbecue and you're going to go to ice cream,
right?
You're going
I will
to
have
people hanging out.
Yes, I will have a number of porta potties.
Is there going to be tables and outside areas to sit and eat? Is that?
Picnic tables, yes.
How many employees do you think you're going to have there?
How many, when it's all said and done? How many do you think?
Just an estimate.
Inside
just
now? By the way, I'm Wally Goff. We would probably employ 10. And that's probably, you know, that evening and or morning and afternoon.
And that'd be your max.
I would say, yeah, that we would
count yourselves.
Yes.
What would be your hours of operation, you think?
In season, say 7 to 7. Out of season, 8 to 6, 9 to 6.
What's a season?
From June to 1st of September.
Holiday to holiday.
Memorial Day to Labor Day, basically, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
And I guess you're going to keep with the current sign that you have out there?
Yes.
Is that a permanent sign?
Is it a
permanent, what do you mean?
Permitted.
Do you have a permit for it?
Permit. You'd like to have a sign up if you wanted lights. And then with the sewer, have you asked to hook to the sewer? Have you discussed anything with county at all? Okay. And they recommended that they do that?
Statement that I read from engineering was that they reference on that on-site septic system proposed, but that they strongly recommend connection to the sewer system.
But I believe the sewer only runs to the corner of the property right now. I believe it stops.
Right, it's in Cave Neck Road to where the sewer line is, right in the right of way. But you have to cross the road.
Right.
Yeah. But they said that the county engineer would have to approve the location for the connection point.
That's all the questions I have at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And are we here tonight because you were cited and in violation? Is that?
No.
So no one ever came to you and said, you know, are you permitted to do all this stuff? So that never happened. Okay. Is there a particular reason why you're coming in for a conditional use versus a change of zone to, say, a B1? You know, B1 and, like, neighborhood business? Because really what I'm seeing is a neighborhood business or businesses, conglomeration, because you're talking about, sounds like different people coming in to operate different features, you know, somebody operating perhaps the barbecue and somebody else operating, maybe the ice cream shop and, you know, this sort of thing. So had you had a discussion with anyone in terms of what might work better for your project?
Well, we had approached Mr. Hudson. He owns the property, and we explained what, you know, our plans were, and I think he's the one who directed us to apply for the conditional.
For the conditional use. Okay. Because, one, you know, obviously, if you had a rezoning, for example, of a B1, then you wouldn't have to be worrying about each one of those specific things being listed on the advertising and approval, so that if you decide to change in a similar direction but slightly different, it might require you to have to come back before the commission. Whereas if you were a B1 zone, then as long as it's within those areas of compliance, you know, that's...
The Department of Transportation may have an issue with the rezoning of that parcel to B1 because they look at the size of the parcel and based on the maximum use of the parcel or the most extreme use of the parcel, and then calculate it based on trips per day. So that most likely might have required a traffic impact study, and by applying for a conditional use, you get a comment like you did from DelDOT saying they don't, the field of traffic impact study recommended, and the level of service won't change. But if you go B1, they'll probably say it'll change.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously some of the surrounding properties are either zoned commercial or B1, including the parcel across the street from you was just recently before us as a B1, rezoning. So, and the entrance is going to be off of the side road, not off of Route 1.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Or comments.
All right. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my questions have been answered. I just did want to say a concern that I would have, should we look favorably upon forwarding a recommendation, is that the commission, that we think about any items and things that would be in either the front or the backyard, front or side yard setbacks, where we've had some other applications where things like swing sets and playgrounds and things have encroached on the highway. In this busy section of roadway where there's been several accidents, I'd hate to see there be distractions or an impetus to cause any traffic traveling on the road to just pull over on the shoulder of Route 1 as opposed to going into an approved entrance, and that we think about that as far as any outside display be kept in the outside of those setbacks, and things like feather flags that could be a distraction. Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Ross.
Now, small businesses are the backbone of the American economy. Congratulations. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Lank.
No questions at this time.
Mr. Abbott. No questions. Council.
No questions. Thanks.
Okay. I just wanted to elaborate a little further on that for your benefit on the difference between a conditional use change of zone and a conditional use and a change of zone. The issues that Mr. Smith raised are all issues that under a conditional use are relatively easy to address, because a conditional use application allows the commission to place specific stipulations on the approval, such as nothing in the setback, no flags, hours of operation, and so on. Whereas a change of zone is a more general, a more global, and hence a more serious way to go with this type of application, because it is simply a decision, B1, not B1. If it's approved, then you can do anything that is allowed in a B1. The conditional use is specific to what you've applied for. You have your application is rather broad, does include a lot of items. It is true that if you went into something that was drastically different than what you're doing now, you may have to come back to get permission to do that. But that's the difference, basic difference between those two, the conditional use versus the change of zone. The conditional use actually provides a lot more flexibility for the commission. So, that being said, we thank you. If you will take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1864, Dawn's Country Market? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1864? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.